Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
In the past 2 or 3 months, we have thought about the early life of King David.
在过去的2到3个月的讲道中，我们一起回顾了大卫王年轻的时期，他的成长。
The great King of Israel who wrote many of the Psalms in the Old Testament.
大家知道大卫王在旧约的诗篇当中写了将近一半以上的诗篇都是他写的。
David was the youngest of Jesse's 8 sons.
大卫王是耶西八个儿子当中的一位。
And his job as he began to grow up was to look after the sheep.
他从小的成长的经历过程中，就是他是一个牧羊童。
So he learned how to protect the sheep from the lions and the bears.
他的工作就是怎样看顾羊群，然后从熊和狮子的口中把他们拯救出来。
As a young fellow, he became strong and capable.
然后在他这个牧羊的过程中，他不断的成长，变得更加坚强。
And at the same time, he grew to know God and to trust Him.
也是在他的牧羊生涯中，他不断的信靠神，更信心不断的增长。
While David was growing up in God,
当大卫在基督里，在神里成长的时候
，King Saul was turning away from God and disobeying Him.
以色列的王扫罗逐渐偏离耶和华。
So God said that the kingdom would be taken away from Saul.
然后上耶和华说对撒母耳说，他要将他的国从扫罗手里夺去。
And he told Samuel to go and anoint David.As the coming king.
然后他告诉先知撒母耳去高抹大卫作为将来以色列的王。
Because David was a man after God's own heart.
因为从神的角度 来说，大卫是一位合神心意的人。
God said, I don't look at the outward appearance, but I look at the heart.
神的看人原则是他不看人的外表，他只看人的内心。
So he chose David.
所以他拣选大卫王。
The fact that David was a man after God's own heart,
因为大卫是一位合神心意的人
is demonstrated by the story of David and Goliath.
他之所以合神心意，在他与巨人歌利亚的征战中就淋漓尽致的表现出来。
Which we looked at last week.
关于大卫征战歌利亚的事情，在上周我们已经讲过了。
When Goliath challenged the Israelite army for someone to come and fight him,
当歌利亚挑战以色列的军队。他挑战有人出来跟他征战的时候
The soldiers were just too scared.
但是以色列的军队却惊慌失措不敢出来应对
But David was horrified by the way the giants spoke against God, the God of Israel.
That's sorry again, I just a little bit distracted.
David was horrified that the giant Goliath was talking against God.
大卫听到巨人歌利亚如此挑战上帝，他心里感到无比震惊。
So he was immediately ready to fight Goliath.
他立刻挺身而出，为上帝而战。
David was truly a man after God's own heart.
大卫是一位真正的合神心意的勇士。
But after David killed Goliath,
但是在大卫斩杀了巨人哥利亚之后
，the people said Saul has killed his thousands。
当他们回城的时候，群众欢迎他们说，扫罗杀死千千。
And David his tens of thousands。
大卫杀死万万。
So Saul became jealous and envious of David.
因为看到群众更欢迎大卫，扫罗心里开始嫉妒大卫。
And became more and more determined to kill David.
因着他心里嫉妒的不断增长，他最后决定要杀死大卫。
Sometimes he threw his javelin at David.
在有些时候他就拿起手里的标枪就射向大卫。
But David was able to dodge
it. 大卫就躲闪过了他的刺杀。
Saul made David a commander in the army.
扫罗让大卫成为军队的统帅。
Because he hoped that David would get killed in the fighting.
因为扫罗他的心里想让大卫在征战中被敌人所屠杀。
But God always protected him.
但是上帝耶和华上帝在每一次征战中都保护大卫。
Eventually, David had to go and hide in the forest and the caves.
但是到最后，为了躲避扫罗，大卫不得不逃跑，躲在树林山洞里面。
And other men came and joined him who were opposed to Saul.
很多人与扫罗不合的一些人都来加入了大卫的军队。
Eventually there were about 600 men.
最后跟随他的人达到了600人之多。
By then, Saul and the army were spending most of their time trying to find David and kill him.
从那以后，扫罗和他的以色列军队大部分时间都是在寻找大卫，然后企图找到他，然后把他杀掉。
Even although David was not fighting against him or wanting to oppose him.
即使大卫其实根本就不想去反对扫罗，更没有想起军叛乱扫罗，但扫罗依然毫不迟疑地追杀他。
So today we'll look at one of the stories that happened in the time when David was hiding in the forests and caves escape from Saul.
今天我们来看其中一段故事，讲的是大卫在树林和山洞里躲藏扫罗的追杀的时候所发生的事情。
Remember that this story is just one of many stories.
请记住，今天所讲的故事只是大卫跟扫罗互动当中众多故事当中的一个。
About the very, very difficult time.David had while he was trying to hide and escape from Saul.
是这段故事发生在大卫遭遇极度的困苦逼迫的时候，他试图躲避扫罗的追杀。
The Bible tells us there were two times when David could have killed Saul.
至少根据圣经向我们所启示的内容，大卫有两次可以斩杀扫罗的机会。
But David refused to kill Saul when he had the opportunity.
但是在那两次机会当中，大卫都没有利用这些机会去刺杀扫罗。
Even thoughSaul was desperately trying to kill him.
即使 在那段时期，扫罗是不遗余力的试图刺杀、斩杀大卫。
One time, Saul went into a cave, and David and his men were already further inside the cave.
第一次机会是大家如果还印象是扫罗进一个山洞，然后当他去山洞解手的时候，但是大卫他们和他的部队其实已经躲在山洞更深处。
And David was able to creep up to Saul and could have killed him.
大卫完全可以利用那次机会去刺杀扫罗。
But he just cut a piece off the clothes of Saul.
但是他但是他不但没有刺杀扫罗，他反而只是从他的蹲下来拖在地上的衣襟当中砍下了一片衣襟而已。
And then when there was some distance between David and Saul's men,
在那个时候，扫罗跟他的军队是有一段距离的。
David called out to Saul and showed him the piece of cloth that he'd cut off his clothing.
当扫罗出去以后，大卫叫住了扫罗，给他看他手里拿着的他身上的那片被砍下来的衣襟。
So I would like us to look at 1 Samuel chapter 24.
今天我想请大家打开撒母耳记上24章。
1 Samuel 24.And we will read from verse 10 to 12.
那我们一起来看撒母耳记上24章10到12节。我们翻到了，我们一起来念撒母耳记上24章10到12节。今日亲眼看见在洞中耶和华将你交在我手里，有人叫我杀你，我却爱惜你，说我不敢伸手害我的主，因为他是耶和华的受膏者。我父啊，看看你外袍的衣襟在我手，割下你的衣襟，没有杀你，你由此可以知道我没有恶意叛逆。你虽然掠取我的命，我却没有得罪你。愿耶和华在你我中间判断是非，在你身上为我伸冤，我却不亲手加害于你。
And then, let's also read verse 16 to 19.
16到19节。大卫向扫罗说完这话，扫罗说：我儿大卫，这是你的声音吗？就放声大哭，对大卫说：你比我公义，因为你以善待我，我却以恶待你。你今日显明是以善待我，因为耶和华将我交在你手里，你却没有杀我。人若遇见仇敌，岂肯放他平安无事的去呢？愿耶和华因你今日向我所行的，以善报你。
So Saul realized that he was in the wrong.
扫罗在这件事情当中，他知道他做错了。
But and it seemed that he was.Sorry and repentant.
然后通过他对大卫的说话，我们也可以看到他有悔改之意。
But actually, very quickly, he was back to chasing David and trying to grab him and kill him.
但是转眼之间，他又聚集他的军队，继续追杀大卫。
So, if we could turn over to chapter 26,
请大家往后翻两章到撒母耳记上二十六章。
Let's read from verse 7 to 14.
To 14, okay.
14.
哦，14。让我们一起读七到十四。于是大卫和亚比山夜间到了百姓那里，见扫罗睡在辎重营里，他的枪在头旁，插在地上，亚尼尔和百姓睡在他周围。亚比山对大卫说，现在神将你的仇敌交在你手里，求你容我拿枪将他刺透在地，一次就成，不用再刺。大卫对亚比该说，不可害死他，有谁伸手害耶和华的受膏者而无罪？大卫又说，我指着永生的耶和华起誓，他或被耶和华击打，或是死期到了，或是出战阵亡，我在耶和华面前万不敢伸手害耶和华的受膏者。现在你可以将他头旁的枪和水瓶拿来，我们就走。大卫从扫罗的头旁拿了枪和水瓶，二人就走了，没有人看见，没有人知道，也没有人醒起，都睡着了，因为耶和华使他们沉沉的睡了。大卫过到那边去，远远地站在山顶上，与他们相离甚远。大卫呼喊百姓和亚的儿子亚尼尔说，亚尼尔啊，你为何不答应？亚尼尔说，你是谁，竟敢呼叫王呢？
I hope you can picture what happened.
我希望大家在读的过程中已经有一幅画面。
David and one of his best mencrept up to where Saul was and others were sleeping.
大卫和他的护卫亚比塞一起爬到了大卫扫罗王他们休息的地方。
And verse 11 tells us that the Lord had put them in a deep sleep.
然后十一节让我们看到上帝耶和华使大卫和他的军队沉沉地睡着了。
Because David was determined to trust God,
因为大卫定义信靠上帝。
God was protecting David.
上帝保护大卫。
And working his purposes out for David.
然后他从大卫的身上行出他的旨意。
So, what did David, Abishai, who was with him,
亚比塞和大卫在一起的那个护卫
said, now's the chance to do him in.
现在是我们报仇的机会。
And David again said, no, this is the person God appointed as.Leader.
但是大卫对亚比塞说，我们不可害他，因为扫罗他不管怎样他依然是上帝所高立的领袖。
I will not kill him.
我不能加害他。
So they took the spear and the water bottle.
他们相反的，他们只是拿掉了扫罗王旁边的枪和水瓶。
And in the morningDavid had gone over to the next hill so that he could shout across to where Saul and his army was.
然后第二天上午，大卫和亚比塞他们爬上了扫罗王他们休息的旁边一个山头，所以他就可以呼喊扫罗王，把他们所拿的枪和水瓶给他看。
AndDavid called out to Saul and got his attention.
然后当他们爬上山头，大卫就大声呼喊， 让扫罗能够留意到他。
It might be good to read from verse 21 to 25 as well about how Saul responded again to David.
那我们从21到25节，我们一起来读扫罗的回应。扫罗说，我有罪了，我儿大卫，你可以回来，因我今日看我的性命为宝贵，我必不再加害于你，我是糊涂人，大大错了。大卫说，王的枪在这里，可以吩咐一个仆人过来拿去，今日耶和华将王交在我手里，我却不肯伸手害耶和华的受膏者，耶和华必照个人的公义诚然才报应他。我今日看待你的性命，愿耶和华也重看我的性命，并且拯救我脱离一切患难。扫罗对大卫说，我儿大卫，愿你得福，你必做大事，也必得胜。于是大卫起行，扫罗回他的本处去了。
So once again Saul knew that David had protected Saul's life.
再一次，扫罗知道是大卫又一次救了他的命。
And once again he realized how much he was in the wrong.
再一次，他知道他逼迫大卫是多么的错。
But it seems that envy and jealousy was so deeply rooted in his heart that he could not repent.
但是因着他心里的嫉妒和仇恨，使他无法真正的归向神悔改。
And so the whole of Saul's life was steadily going downhill.
从圣经里我们看到，因着嫉妒和仇恨在扫罗的心里，他余下来的一生都是不断的远离神，走下坡的道路。
So what can we learn from the story?
所以今天我们不是光讲他们的故事，我们要想我们从这段故事里我们学到了什么功课。
First of all, if we feel bitter about something
我想第一件功课我们要学的是，如果我们的内心对某人或某事有很大的苦毒，
or if we are jealous，
或者我们对某人或某物心里怀着极大的嫉妒，
or weAnd not getting on well with someone else, or what, any reason.
或者我们和身边的一些人，我们无法和他们和平共处。
We need to be prepared to confess our sins to the Lord.
我们需要做的是在神面前，我们需要为这些嫉妒来悔改。
And we must do our best to reconcile with the other person or people.
我们也需要求神帮助我们，让我们去和那些得罪我们或我们被我们得罪的人去和解。
Because things that might seem small to begin with,
因为所有的事情一开始都显得微不足道。
Can really drag us down and destroy our whole heart.
但是正是因为这些小小的嫉妒和苦毒，会不断的扩大，使我们的灵，使我们的心不断的下沉，远离神。
We also learn that we will face problems and difficulty in life.
同时，我们也看到。我们的人生充满了挑战和患难。
And that may happen even if we have done nothing wrong.
甚至即使在我们什么事情都没有做错的情况下，依然会发生。
David had done nothing wrong against Saul.
大卫并没有任何的意图去反对扫罗。
But he was being treated like a criminal.
但是因着扫罗对他的嫉妒，在扫罗的眼里，他就像一个罪犯。
So the fact is that many of us will have very difficult times in our lives.
事实就是，我们在座的各位可能正在面对一些极度大的困难和挑战。
And we may find that we have big problems that are no fault of our own.
甚至我们可能发现我们所面对的挑战和困难并不是因为我们的罪和错引起的，至少一开始不是。
So 2 Timothy chapter 3 tells us
提摩太后书三章告诉我们
Everyone who wants to live a godly life will be persecuted.
提摩太后书三章告诉我们，若有人立志在基督里敬虔度日，他必要遭受逼迫。
Often life can seem quite unfair to us.
有些时候，我们真的觉得生活对我们来说是极其不公平、不公正。
And Jesus is our example.
但是基督耶稣却向我们做出了最完美的诠释。
He suffered.
他的受苦受难
to make our salvation possible.
他在十字架上的受死是为了成就我们的救赎。
He was sinless, yet he suffered and died on a cross like a criminal.
他是完全无罪的一生，但是他却在十字架上像犯了重刑死囚犯一样被钉死。
Jesus said, if anyone will come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me.
这就是为什么基督对他的门徒说，若有人要跟随我，就当舍己，天天背起他的十字架来跟随。
So, to follow Jesus, is, an important and vital decision.
弟兄姐妹，跟随主基督耶稣是我们一生当中最至关重要的决定。
Because it can be very costly.
因为一旦你做了这个决定，你可能要付出极其沉重的代价。
Now this also might sound as though it's all very negative.
当我们这样说的时候，可能你会觉得非常的负面。
But we're also promised that as we really trust God,
但是我们同时也上帝给我们应许，如果我们真的信靠他，
there will be joy and peace and purpose and peace beyond the understanding.
如果我们真的信靠基督耶稣，平安、喜乐、安慰、盼望、永生。将超出我们的所求所想。
Again, we're reminded of Jesus' example.
再一次通过大卫的故事，让我们想起基督耶稣的救赎。
Hebrews reminds us that Jesus was willing to suffer for us.
再一次让我们想起基督耶稣愿意为我们受苦受死。
For the joy ahead.Of the salvation that he was opening up for you and me.
因为他看到了摆在他面前的救恩的喜乐和盼望。
Another thing is that we say periodically, and the Bible says strongly periodically.
有一句话我们经常不断的重复说起，在圣经里也被不断的重复提及。
Is the difficulties we face and the problems we meet.
我们所遭遇的一切痛苦患难。
The hard things and the unfair things.
艰难的和不公正的事情。
Can help to bring discipline and purpose to our lives.
是为了磨练我们，塑造我们。
And to strengthen our faith and trust in God.
坚固我们信靠神的心。
And so that we can be strong soldiers for Jesus.
所有的一切痛苦患难都是为了塑造我们成为一个荣耀神的靠主得胜的勇士。
Now again and again, David said, King Saul was Saul's anointed.
不断的我们在这里这些故事中看到大卫不断的提及扫罗是大扫罗是耶和华上帝所高立。
The New Testament also says that those in authority and in leadership over us are appointed by God.
圣经在新约里也不断的提醒我们那一些领导我们服侍我们的领袖是神所高立的。
So we are called to respect them and honor them.
我们需要对这些领袖表示出尊敬和顺从。
Also, sometimes we may have strong disagreements with other people.
有些时候我们可能会与身旁的弟兄姐妹有很大的分歧，意见的不合。
When we do have that kind of problem,
当我们面临这些分歧和不合的时候
keep on asking God to help you to respond wisely.
我们需要来到神的面前，祈求神帮助我们做出合神心意的明智的决定。
Don't just blow up like a young child.
当我们与人发生不和的时候，千万不要像无知的孩子一样爆发出来。
And say a lot of negative rubbish about other people.
我们更不要在会中散布攻击别人的谣言。
Don't say more than is necessary.
不该说的就不要说出口。
And don't attack the character of people you disagree with unnecessarily.
千万不要因为与身旁的弟兄姐妹意见不合，就开始在别人面前攻击他的品格，攻击他的对他的个人进行攻击。
And always seek to be reconciled with the other person or person.
我们需要求神帮助我们有一颗和解的心，愿意去我们意见不合的人去和解，去爱他。
Finally, I'd like to remind you and myself.
最后，我想提醒在座的各位，也提醒我自己。
In Matthew chapter 5, verse 44, Jesus said,
大家知道登山宝训，马太福音五章四十四节。
Love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you.
只是我告诉你们，要爱你们的仇敌，为那逼迫你们的祷告。
David had two opportunities to kill.
请大家记住，大卫有两次机会去刺杀逼迫他的扫罗。
And David's men were encouraging him to do it.
而且他身边所有的人都鼓励大卫去这样做。
But David was a man after God's own heart.
但是大卫他是一个合神心意的人。
A man who really knew God and would not do it.
他是一个真正认识神的人，所以他坚决的不去做得罪神的事。
We need to keep learning how to build relationships with other people.
我们真的需要学习在基督里怎样与他人建立爱的关系。
And when we get into disagreement, how to reconcile.
同时我们要学习当我们与别人意见不合的时候我们怎样靠着基督去与别人重新和好。
That's where it's important that we know God's Spirit, the Holy Spirit in us, helping us and guiding us.
我们之所以这样做，是因为我们里面有圣灵居住在我们里面，帮助我、引导我、督责我。
And pray for those you struggle with.
我们今天起，我们为那些让我们感到不舒服的人、难以相处的人，我们要为他们祷告。
And guard your heart from jealousy and envy.
去除我们心里一切的嫉妒和仇恨、苦毒。让我们一起来祷告。
Lord, we thank you for your promise to be with us.
是吗？我们感谢你，你应许永远与我们同在。
Forever.
永永远远。
We thank you for your care and protection.
我们感谢你。
On each one of us.
感谢你对我们在座每一个人的看顾和护理。
Lord, please strengthen us to stand for you.In the difficulties and struggles of life.
神啊，当我们在日常生活中面临挑战和患难的时候，求你帮助我们能够靠你站立得稳。
Mold us by your Holy Spirit.
神啊，求你的灵塑造我们。
So that we will become more and more like Jesus.
让我们不断地活向基督。
Strengthen us in your love, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.